producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea. Sherry has called, and Sherry has been with a dude for basically 14 years. They recently, about, 4 or 5 months ago, moved in with one another. He went to a party on Saturday night without telling her. And the explanation was, well, you don't like the guy because this guy had an affair and he's with a woman that disrupted his marriage. And when they came to talk about it, Sherry said, well, look, you know, this isn't okay as far as I'm concerned, that we're a couple and you didn't check with me, you didn't invite me. And would you do this again? And he said, oh, yeah. And I think, Sherry, the problem is that it sounds like he's really not marriage material, that he feels that he wants to come and go as he wants, which is okay if you're dating somebody. It's not okay if you're married to somebody. So you have to decide, and you don't have to do it today, because my guess is that you're going to hear from him again. 14 years is a long time. And unless he's, do you think he's seeing somebody else? Do you think there's any possibility he's seeing somebody else?
Well, he says no. I mean, I asked him that, and he.
What does your gut tell you?
I think he's going out and flirting, but
everybody goes out and flirts.
Right.
Flirting is perfect. Is a perfectly okay thing to do. It may just be that he's having
but
his.
I think like this woman that this guy had an affair with. She's in her 30s. And both these guys are in their 50s, so they're getting something from hanging out with these people.
Sherry, I don't think that's the point. Point is that he is either committed to a relationship with you or he is not.
Right.
And it may be, because I think, I'll tell you what I think how this is going to play out. First of all, I think you basically did the smart thing in that you said to him, I'm not playing this game. That if you want to come and go as you want, that's fine, but that's not a relationship. Where did you go? Did you go back to your house? Do you still have your house or did it finally sell?
I'm renting my place out, so I can't go back there. But my daughter said I could come stay here for a little bit, and then I have somewhere else that I can go if I have a girlfriend that has somewhere that I can go. But, like, all my stuff, I moved into his place, so it's there.
Well, that's a secondary issue, and you can move that out. I mean, focus on the important things, which is furniture can always be replaced. My guess is in the next couple of days or couple of weeks, he's going to call and say, can we talk about this? And it would seem to me that, first of all, you have to decide how much you miss him, and of course you're going to miss him somewhat. The thing about a long-term relationship, which this basically is, even though you've only been living together for a short period of time, it's basically a long-term relationship that was ill-defined and certainly hit a bunch of bumps. But whether... And there's always the kind of combination of feelings of, on the one hand, relief of, I don't have to deal with the aggravation about this, and the other is really missing somebody. So it's going to take a little bit of time for both of you to sort out what the dominant emotion is. Is it relief? I should have gotten out of that a long time ago. This has outlived its usefulness, and I just was, you know, worried about being alone, or it became habitual, or whatever it is. Or, you know, this is a person I really miss, and therefore I need to figure out a way that we can accommodate one another.
I know it's going to be I'm really going to miss them because we do, in the past we've had, you know, we've gotten along and had really good relationships and stuff. But actually in the last 4 years since his mom died, it's been kind of him pushing away and having issues in that.
But that's the question is you can't marry somebody for who they might be or could be. You have to marry somebody for who they are. And if you're saying is, For 10 of those years, it was great. For the last 4, it hasn't been. And you have the time. And just be aware of what it is you want. And maybe that will change. If you feel like in a month or so that you really miss this guy and life was a lot more fun when he was around, even on his worst day, then you figure out if you live together or you don't live together. And he has to do the same thing. So it wouldn't surprise me if in the next week, you know, the next couple of weeks or months or so, he calls and says, let's think this through. So you take the time to figure out what you want. And if what you want is living, is being married, I think waiting a year and having a fancy wedding is dumb, to be quite honest. I think that right. Either you decide, after 14 years, I mean, go down the justice of the peace and celebrate your one-year anniversary by going someplace wonderful. Or fish or cut bait. I mean, and I think part of the both of you have demonstrated some uncertainty, that for him it was making a date on a Saturday night and not even bothering to include you, which is rude. I mean, if nothing else, it's rude. For you, from his point of view, you sort of putting your son and your sister before him, and if your house is rented now, it could have been rented before. So he's feeling that you were not committed to him. That's a lot of baggage in a relationship. So the two of you need to sort out the basics, which is, would we rather be together or not? If so, don't fool around with, you know, an engagement. You guys are in your 50s. You've been together for 14 years. Either get married or don't get married. If you're not certain, stay apart. If you are certain, get married. But stop fooling around with this and figure out what it is you want. And I think the deal has to be that that we're both allowed to have nights apart from one, or at the evenings apart, not nights apart, but you're allowed to have your boys' night out one night a week, and I'll have my girls' night out. But on the weekends or whatever nights we deem, that first of all, we let each other know when we're going to do that ahead of time, not after the fact. Second of all, we check things with one another. And third of all, that we function as a couple rather than individuals. And if we're not ready to function as a couple, then maybe we need to think about not getting married to each other.
Right. Yeah.
So take the time. But I would stabilize my living arrangements at some point fairly quickly, because you don't want to move back in with him because you have no place to live. Because it's just, nothing's been resolved. And it's much easier to get a hotel room than a divorce.
No,
so.
I have somewhere to go.
Okay.
That I can go to, so I have a
friend that's... Yeah, but I just take the time and figure it out, what makes sense to you, what you really want to do, what you want to accomplish here. And again,
I moved in with them and I committed to it, and then I get there and then he just wants it the same old way, and then I'm like, I'm finally here, I'm finally doing this.
Yeah, but let me tell you what his thinking is. His thinking is, sure, you have to be in charge of everything. We have to do things your way. And, you know, you move in when you want to, you move out when you want to. And so his little naughtiness about going out on a Saturday night without checking with you is, you can't tell me what to do. You can't push me around. You know, everything has to be done your way, and it doesn't. And so, I mean, is that childish acting out? Yeah. But, I mean, he has a point that he, when he wanted you to move in, you didn't do it. And then when you want to move in, you expect things from him. So it's not a way for either of you to behave in a mature fashion, but it's done. So the question is not, should you have probably accommodated him more readily than you did? I mean, if you can rent your apartment or your house now, you could have rented it before when he wanted you to. And that's his point of view is, you know, sure, you do anything when you want to do it and nothing when I want to do it. So then he just pulled his little nonsense about, oh, this is how I'm going to do Saturday night. And don't tell me what to do. If I want to do it this way, I'm going to do it this way. I mean, it's childish on both of your parts. That's not the issue. The issue is, where do you go from here? So stay focused on that, of, is this the man I want to spend the rest of my life with, or is enough enough? Or do we need to just take some time? And if the two of you can take a break from each other, it probably makes some sense for you, at least to, if you have any intent of either of you getting back in touch, of what the rules are. Because all you need is one of you to get involved with somebody else, and the other one to say, well, we were on a break, and that isn't. But first of all, think about if you want this guy. If you want this guy, oh, then negotiating
a
break.
While we're on a break, say, okay,
Well, if, I mean, Sherry, let me put you on hold for a minute, because this is really important, and I'll come right back to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with a somewhat beleaguered Sherry, who's been with a dude for a very long time, for 14 years, moved in September. What changed so that you moved in with him in September? How did that actually come about?
My son moved out and my sister moved out, so I rented my place, and he wanted me to move in, so he's like, it's about time you move in. So,
okay. Well, I mean, look.
I think he thought I wasn't going to do it, really.
Well, but that's what the behavior looked like. And so, look, it sounds to me that both of you, you have some decisions to make. And it would occur to me if both of you decide, you know, look, the reason I wanted to hold on to you is at the end of the, you know, the conversation of saying you have to decide what you want. And on a break, if you don't have any interest in him, who cares? I mean, he can go hang from the chandeliers. Doesn't make any, he can date 20-year-olds. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. If you do want him back, it may make some sense to at least clarify or to decide that what he does during this time has no impact with you.
Right.
But don't get caught in the middle. Don't get caught of thinking, well, you know, I don't want him, but he should be grieving for me and he should be thinking about it. And the fact that you're deciding not to date, obviously, if we're up to me, he wouldn't date anybody because he's been out of a relationship for four minutes.
This was like the last thing I really wanted, but I felt like I needed to do it because I just couldn't live with him just going off and doing that stuff.
I hear, but also, you know, look, it's not like someone's going to give you demerits if you call him today and say, you know, I love you. I want to be married to you. I think we should go ahead and get married on Valentine's Day, or, you know, or Salminio's birthday, or what, or, you know, your birthday or whatever. But I think both of us need to understand what marriage would mean to both of us. And from my point of view, obviously one of the issues is that we, you know, it's not that we have to spend 100% of our time with each other, but that we're clear about when boys' night out is and when girls' night out is, and that we spend the major amount of our time together. And if somebody invites one of us someplace, that we check with the other one before we say either yes or no.
Right. Yeah.
If that's something that you're interested in.
Right.
But I wouldn't, if he says yes, you know, look, I just sort of felt like, you know, we do everything your way, and you move in when you want, and you said you didn't like this guy, and I was just saving you some grief, and I didn't want to feel like, you know, if I came to you and said I want to see this guy, and you give me a hard time about it, so...
Right.
But if the two of you decide you really want to be together, I would probably not have you move back in quite yet, and have both of you find a therapist, and both of you pay for a therapist, and decide in a very short amount of time, following the therapy, that either we love each other like crazy and we need to stop fooling around and get married and make this, you know, a committed, legitimate, ongoing relationship, or not. At which point, right, we'll always have the last 10 years of great and 4 years of so-so, and we go our own way. But
right,
you're allowed to call up and say, you know, I stormed out, and you know, and it's not really what I wanted to do, but I didn't, you know, I sort of didn't feel, I sort of felt if I stayed around that I was giving tacit permission for you to come and go as you want. And that's not a marriage as far as I'm concerned. But it's not a terrible strategy because he already has the sense that the relationship is really much more under your power than his. That you come and go when you want, and that's what he was doing. He felt you come and go when you want, so he could come and go when he wants. So if this is a guy that you really love, and you want to see if there's not some possibility of doing some compromise, then call him.
Right.
Don't stand on ceremony. Figure out what you want. But do figure out what you want.
Yeah, I do want to be with them, but I just... Like I told them that yesterday. I said, I want to be with you, but it's not okay. You know, it's just not okay that you just went and did this. And then if I want to go out with the guys once in a while,
well, but then, but yeah, he felt cornered. So,
right.
I mean, everybody, look, you stormed out. He said, if this is a guy you want, maybe it's worth a phone call to say, look, this is, I'm not trying to push you around. I'm just trying to say that you wouldn't like it if I did the same thing to you. So let's see if there's not a middle ground
know.
That we can find.
I think he wouldn't care if I just went out with the girls and...
without telling you? And what if the girls ended up going dancing?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he would care. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's like, do you really care?
but don't play games about it.
No.
So sort of, it's okay to say, could we have lunch and talk about this?
Right.
Okay, but figure out what you want before you go in.
The last thing we said to each other is, he goes, I know you said that, we both said that we never wanted to break up, but... maybe we do need just to take a little break right now, is what he said. Because
you're
very happy with me.
Well,
I'm not. I'm not happy about this.
Well, but the question is he happy with the circumstance? And look, the two of you, but, I mean, you're talking about marriage. You're talking about sleeping in the same bed, using, if not the same jar for your false teeth, at least, you know, a level of intimacy. You have to talk to each other.
Right.
Yeah. And not, you know, not play, well, who's, you know, who can make the other one, you know, who's pushing the other one around.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Those calls. Every time I thought, okay, well, we're done about this, and Sherry would sort of ask something, I said, oh, no, we're not done. Okay. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. All right, so I'm just trying to think. Maybe what we should do is, I'm just trying to think. Manny, let's see, how long have I got here? I've got what?
We've got
about 2.5 minutes.
About 2 minutes.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do here, and then we'll figure it out about when we come back. I hate to start something that I didn't have to start and stop. There's this kind of cool story today. That seems stupid, but it's really not. It's called Chemists Find Ways to Unboil Eggs. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of us are sitting here thinking,
how is that possible?
Why would you? Well, not even how is that possible, although that answer is pretty interesting, but why would you want to unboil an egg?
Yeah.
If you don't want to boil an egg, then you don't boil it. But if you do boil it, it turns out we're not necessarily talking about going from hard-boiled to poached. We're talking about the proteins and how, because essentially that's what boiling an egg does, is change the molecular structure. And we don't really care about it for your morning breakfast. What we care about it is, for example, cancer research, which is done quite often by injecting embryos, hamster eggs. So, and it turns out it's a very expensive, time-consuming process. So if you can sort of basically reconstitute the egg itself, the egg white or the egg yolk, then you can reuse basically the tissue, so cancer research becomes less expensive, so cancer drugs are less expensive. So it's actually a very cool thing. And they're talking about patenting the technology that you can actually undo the protein. So pretty interesting. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569. If there's something going on in your life that you could use a little help about, that's what I'm here to do. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, you can certainly call. You can go to Facebook or you can email me. And my understanding is we have a bunch of emails that have piled up on us. Is that correct, Manny?
That is correct, Dr. Joy.
So should we answer an email or two right now?
I think that's a good idea.
I love that then.
We got an email from Colleen in Alaska.
Okay.
Colleen says, Dr. Joy, I am a 45-year-old single, never married woman. I have an enjoyable dating life, but recently I felt frustrated. I'm a good listener, so I seem to attract world-class talkers. Now I find myself in a situation where I know a lot about these men, yet they know nothing about me. This leads me to feeling like I've been taken advantage of for free therapy. I would like to get to a deeper friendship or romantic relationship, but can't convert. What do you recommend? Should I drop them or try to change course? P.S. I've never wanted to be married until recently. I met a wonderful man going through a divorce after 30 years, so he is not dating.
Well, okay. A couple things. First of all, you know, you've mentioned that you're a really good listener, which also means you're not talking. But you can do both, and that's kind of the appropriate behavior on a date, is to do a little talking, a little listening, a little talking, a little listening. And it may be that you're attracted. I mean, well, I have a friend who is convinced that the mark of a good date is that he asks something about you. If you're like I am, which it sounds like you very well may be, you tend to interview people because you're interested and because it's also a way of being a little more guarded, being a little more private, of asking people questions about themselves rather than telling them about you. But you can change that. You can try it. It sounds to me that we've got three categories of guys going on here. First of all, guys that new dates. So for the new dates, you can sort of try a different rhythm of asking a little bit about him, and then sort of when he takes a breath to have a sip of a drink or a coffee or a bite of food or a drink of water, then you can put something in about yourself rather than asking him another question about himself, so that you can change the balance a little bit. And it may be that you're dating narcissists. It may also be that you're in the habit of interviewing people, and people are perfectly willing to talk about themselves. So with new guys, try changing the strategy a little bit. See what happens. With guys that you already have, that you like, you've got really nothing to lose, because what you're saying is, you know, they don't know anything about me, and so you have nothing on the line, because you're ready to drop them anyway, of just trying to change the strategy a little bit. And you don't need to make it a soapbox issue. You don't need to make it a lecture of, look, I know everything about you, but you know nothing about me. And you can just start off a conversation, whether it's in person or on a phone or even an email, saying, you know, today I had this really interesting experience at work, and just lay it out there. And one of two things will happen. Either his eyes will roll back in his head, at which point he, you know, who needs it? Or he'll be interested and he'll ask you questions. You may also want to talk about, it's one of the interesting differences between men and women, that women, when they talk about themselves, quite often talk about their relationships. They talk about people at work. They talk about their neighbor. They talk about their family. And for men, that quite often falls into the category of gossip. And most men are either not interested in gossip, or at least pretend not to be interested in gossip. So you may want to talk about things that you think he might be interested in, just because it's a way of testing whether he really is interested in you and what's going on with you, or just is not interested in the kinds of things you're interested in, either of which is pretty valuable information. So you've got football, or you can talk, you know, about upcoming sports events or political events or the weather, so that it's not necessarily just talking about your boss who's giving you a hard time, or an old boyfriend who's called to see how you're doing, but just something that the thing that two of you might be interested in common. It also doesn't hurt to, especially with some of the guys that you already established with, that you kind of like, to think about doing something different together, of taking a class together, doing a volunteer activity together, so you have something new to talk about that's shared, and see whether he's interested in your opinion about that as well. All right, which gets us to category number three, which is the cool guy that you like, who's been married for 30 years, who's going through a divorce, and you're right, he ain't eligible right now. He's going to go through a lot, and you don't want to do it. But he also has been married for 30 years, so he's used to presumably listening to a woman, valuing a woman, talking about things that she's interested in. So practice on these other guys. And you can keep him on your radar of maybe just chatting, you know, calling calling him once a month or something and just checking in with him. And it's a great place to practice the new you of talking a little bit more about you and what you're interested in. But keep it. It should probably be email and not in person and not lunch. You don't want things to even vaguely look like a date because he's needy right now and you really don't want to be the emotional band-aid. And if you feel that you're being used by being the free shrink for all these guys who want to talk because you're such a good listener, you're going to feel really used if this guy decides to take you to bed as the transition woman. So you don't do that. He's you're absolutely right. He's off limits, but he's a great place to practice, and so are the guys that you're willing to dump. And for the new guys, practice the new you. What do you have to lose? So clearly the deal here is not so much changing their behavior as changing your behavior, which will change how they respond to you. Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. In fact, it's interesting. One of the articles that we were looking at today, which is not a very good article, to be quite honest, and there's not very much new in it, is how to talk in a marriage. And basically it says things that I've been saying to you guys for a long time, which is when women say, you know, men don't talk about their feelings, what we mean is they don't talk about us. They don't talk about their feelings about us. And so one of the ways of getting your man to talk with you is talk about things that he is interested in as well, which may mean small talk, it may mean sports, it may mean the weather, basically to kind of share things together. And they don't have to be big deals. And it's certainly you're better off not complaining because, again, that men tend to be much more action-oriented than women. And they, when we talk about, well, this guy at work or this, you know, my coworker is gossiping or something, they view that as gossip. And it makes them uncomfortable to listen about it. Also, to listen to what they say, and instead of just letting them go on and on, to ask a question about something that they might be interested in, that you might be interested in, and basically don't ask rhetorical questions. Don't say, did you really feel that way? I mean, that's kind of patronizing. And as I said, you know, be willing to talk about yourself and things that you think are interested. You know, when we're dating somebody, when we're first dating somebody past the initial sort of difficulty of a first date, what we tend to do is take little tidbits during the day that we think that our hope to be significant other is interested in. We kind of wrap them up with little bows and take them. You can do that in a relationship as well, of picking things that you think the person might be interested in. You know, as I saw this woman walking down the street, and she was talking on her cell phone, and her baby was talking on a fake cell phone. And what I realized is, you know, that I really missed the idea of mothers and babies talking. I mean, I just made something up, but. And when sharing sort of daydreams with people is a great way of doing things, of saying, you know, with this snow, I was thinking that it might be really, you know, I was thinking about being inside a globe or something, or I was thinking about what fun it would be to go sledding, of kind of silly things that may have the two of you on the same wavelength, which is not a bad place to start. So I'm just assuming, so with respect to Colleen, I think you need to talk a little bit more about yourself, and in things that are sort of interesting. If you were interviewing for a job, for example, you wouldn't talk about what an idiot your last boss was, because it's a great way not to get a job. But so things that were interesting to you that would presumably be interesting to not only a boss, but and sort of speak well about you, but also. Just sharing a little bit more about what you're interested in, because that's in theory what dating is about, is just sort of doing the groundwork to see whether or not we have any interest in one another, whether there's reason to go forward on this. Okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. You can send me an email, as I said, either through Facebook or through drjoy.com. Again, our still preference is always to call, but whatever you want to do is okay with us. Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY. Oh my goodness, we're almost through the end of this hour. As I mentioned, I guess I'm not going to get to mention very much. Again, the measles and mumps stories is kind of an upsetting one. But I guess we'll sort of, as a society, deal with it. But do sort of, I mean, you know, when Disney World says don't come if you haven't had measles. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
855-99-DR-JOY.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756. I was trying to remember what I was watching over the weekend and was talking about bullying in the old days and now cyberbullying, just because the audience has gotten so much larger. But we actually, it was something we put up, I think, on Facebook, because one of the school's responses to cyberbullying was saying that kids had to turn over their passwords.
It's in Illinois,
to the school.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we said, all right, if you were, how would you deal with cyberbullying? And we didn't get a huge number of responses. We got some fairly thoughtful responses.
Yeah, we'll start with Sherry. Sherry keeps it pretty simple, but it's an interesting take. She just says, that's terrible. That means they have no rights.
Who has no rights? Oh, you mean the issue about... Well, I'm not sure that that's exactly the issue. I'm not sure it's a solution because, I mean, you can always change your password, and you can always use another computer. And so, the movie that I reviewed, called, I think it was called Men, Women, Children, was essentially about, among other things, an overzealous parent who decided that that was the way to keep control of her kid was to monitor her. Her online activities, and in the particular movie, the kid had a whole separate life. So with another email account and another persona, and got herself into some serious issues. So I just don't think it's the response. But I'm not sure that rights are exactly the issue. I mean, for example. When we all had lockers when we were in kids, and the school basically had our locker combinations, and they could get into your locker, which is, in theory, I mean, that should be private. And the issue, I guess, among other things, is how many rights do kids have. And the notion used to be that kids essentially had no rights, that only adults had rights. Then hopefully we're not. Because I think a kid feeling safe and a kid feeling they do have some privacy is an important issue. But the question is, to what extent? I mean, if you ask, there are parents who have their kids' passwords. And in theory, and again, I'm not necessarily advocating it, but in theory, during the school day, the school's acting is in loco parentis. They're the ones who has responsibility for the kids in terms of learning, in terms of safety, in terms of where they are, in terms of any medical issues. So I'm not sure that privacy or that rights are exactly the issue. It's an interesting thought, but I'm not sure that's exactly the issue. All right, what else have we got?
We'll go to Robin. Robin says, you can't stop bullying. You have to teach kids to stick up for themselves and not care so much about what other people think of them. The Illinois law is outrageous. The schools have no right to have access into a student's personal business. Requiring a student's password is like the school having the right to read students' diary. It's a bunch of BS. Everyone has a right to privacy.
Well, that is an interesting question. I mean, when it comes to the school, I think people are pretty clear that the school does not have that right. But, again, the locker issue is the one that comes to mind. But when it comes to parenting, I mean, it's one of the things that I try to convince people on an ongoing basis, that snooping never gives you anything that you couldn't have figured out some other way, and it means that your kid doesn't trust you. But if we sort of say, if we switch it from school to the school saying that a parent has to have the child's password, and that school then can negotiate with the parent about whether or not they have access to the kid's email account, would that change things? And, I don't know. In theory, it shouldn't. Either a kid should have rights to privacy or not. And it shouldn't make any difference who the right to privacy is when it comes to either the school or the parent. So, but I think most people would feel very differently about the parent demanding a password than the school. Maybe that's what we should put up. Do you think there's? I don't know exactly how we do it, and I'm not sure I actually want to wander into that area. So maybe we won't put it up. But again, it's very easy to be mad at the school system. But I tend to agree with the first part of the response, which is that there have always been bullies, and the way to stand up to bullies is to, I know the comment was, I know it was Al Roker talking about sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And so there have been bullies and people who said awful things. And is cyberbullying a completely different kind of event or not? And certainly the audience is larger, but is it a significantly different event? Or maybe we need to kind of reinforce the notion that that the way to stand up to a bully, the way to deal with bullying is to stand up to the bully and say, it's not true, it doesn't make any difference, you're silly, or just plain to laugh. I mean, why would a whole generation of... Is cyberbullying any really different than kids gossiping about one another or sending notes in class, other than the fact it just can reach a larger audience? Okay, what else?
Let's go to Marika. She says, I agree. Even though bullying is vicious and horrible, it only hurts those who let it get to them. I'm just not sure if all kids have someone to teach them self-worth. Maybe this is what schools could focus on, not on paying more attention to the bullies. Like a smart radio psychologist always says, reward the good behavior, ignore the bad.
Yeah, I mean, I basically agree with you. I mean, not only about the smart radio psychologist, but about the fact that the real issue is, and if you think about it, I don't know anybody who didn't have somebody at some point say awful things about them. And I can give you, I'm an example of a very famous person who I was supposed to, well, let's see if I can do this and protect the person. This is a very famous person, very well known, very famous, who had something written in the National Enquirer. And I was supposed to appear on the program and called up the night before I was supposed to do the program and said, we're canceling because this happened. And I said, look, you can do whatever you want, but tell this person that part of the price tag of being well-known is that people feel it's okay to say things about you, whether they're true or not, and certainly they can be very hurtful. And they called me back and said, person agreed, come on. And I was sitting in the green room, or in the makeup chair, and I said, you better hurry. And they said, why, you're not on for another couple segments? I said, no, I'm going to be on next. This person just decided to deal with the issue, essentially, of bullying, and it's now going to fall apart. It's exactly what happened. So that bullying isn't something that is restricted to kids or to powerlessness or to anybody. That bullying is just part of how little people basically cut somebody else down to size. And so almost by definition, a bully is somebody who feels insecure, who feels unloved, and feels if I can't get attention for doing something positive, I'll do it by doing something negative. I don't want to be ignored. And so obviously, the way to deal with a bully is to ignore the bully, which is much easier to say than to do, but almost everything is easier to say than to do. But I basically agree that that focusing on how do we attack bullies is the wrong way to go. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.